The city of Boston has become the latest and by far the largest community in Massachusetts to move toward banning single-use plastic bags in retail stores. For shoppers who fail to bring their own reusable bags, the ordinance authorizes retailers in Boston to charge them a 5-cent fee for a compostable plastic bag or a plain paper bag with handles. The businesses would keep the proceeds of the fee. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh said Sunday he signed the ordinance despite his often repeated concerns about its impact on the poor and people on fixed incomes.
You know, people say it's only 5 cents on a bag. Yeah, but we're nickel and diming our seniors. It's 5 cents here, it's 5 cents there. Utilities go up. Cost of, you know, everything, all the costs are going up and not going down.
To give residents and retailers ample time to prepare, the plastic bag ban in Boston does not take effect until a year from now.
I mean, I think it's a great idea of getting plastic bags off the streets and off our trees and off our areas, but I just want to make sure that it works for everyone.
Several environmental groups lobbied for the ban on plastic bags. It was opposed by trade organizations representing the state's retailers and the plastics industry. The ordinance was passed unanimously by the Boston City Council. It was co-sponsored by Councilor-at-Large Michelle Wu, who disputes the notion the 5-cent fee is a tax on the poor.
The idea is that we want to incentivize people to bring reusable bags. Well, there will be a mass effort to make sure that there are free reusable bags given out at senior centers and community centers. People are already paying for their checkout bags. It's just built into the cost of groceries right now.
Boston is joining 59 municipalities in Massachusetts and hundreds nationwide that have enacted bans on the thin film plastic bags or imposed user fees. A proposed ordinance to ban retailers in the state's third largest city from using plastic bags at the point of sale came before a Springfield City Council committee for a hearing last year, but did not advance to the full council for a vote.
We did miss out on an opportunity to lead on the issue.
Springfield City Councilor-elect Jesse Letterman, who as an environmental organizer with Arise for Social Justice lobbied for the proposed plastic bag ban in Springfield, said concerns about the impact on the poor and on mom-and-pop retailers stalled the measure last year. He said the Boston ordinance will likely accelerate efforts in the Massachusetts legislature to pass a statewide ban on single-use plastic bags.
Our timeline, it may be interesting to consider it in the terms of also what's the statewide ban doing. But regardless of the statewide ban, I still think it's something I'm interested in pursuing.
The Sierra Club estimates that 2 billion single-use plastic bags are distributed annually in Massachusetts. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.